Time for us once again to speak with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. Today we are looking at some audio described theatre, some productions and some touring productions that you'll find with audio description. Anne, how are we?
I'm all right, thank you, Alan. I've broken my wrist, but I can still work, so that's a good thing.
How did you do that?
Well, I was climbing up Snowdon, which was possibly a bit ambitious, and I slipped and fell. So.
Do you know what? Just give up the mountaineering, stay at home, have a cup of tea and just watch Coronation Street. That's a safer option. Anyway, we're going to look at some audio described theatre now too in the country. So if people fancy checking out some of these shows with the audio description for blind and partially sighted patrons, let's start with one that I've never heard of, Anne. Is this a new one, Lip Service, Mr. Darcy?
Yes, this is a lot of fun. Lip Service are a duo. I was actually at university with them, so they're very good people. Two women who sort of gently take the mickey of some of our best-known classics. So they've done productions based on the work of the Bronte sisters, based on Jane Eyre, based on all kinds of different stories that we know and love. So this is their take on Mr. Darcy. And Mr. Darcy loses the plot, to give it its full title. So between the two of them, they create all the characters within our well-known stories by putting on wigs, putting on different coats. And they don't take themselves seriously at all. So it's very funny. It's very witty. And they're brilliant actors. They really are. They just become these characters and tell us this very, very silly tale. So it's the sort of thing to go and see and just enjoy it and just relax in the silliness and the fun of it all.
Now, the next one I want to mention, and because it's a big anniversary year for this one as well, it's Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, yes. This is, I think, my final audio description on this touring show. I have been describing it at a few places. This one's in Venue Cymru, and it is the classic film on stage with all the sultry dancing, the rippling, the grinding, all the music performed live and the dance steps right there in front of you. And it is, of course, coming of age tale with the young girl who goes on holiday with her parents, falls in love with the dance teacher, finds herself, finds true love, finds what it's like to become a young woman. And it's a tale about supporting each other in hard times, tough times, and of course the good guys triumph. So you couldn't really ask for more than that, could you?
Do you get kind of the defeat start going when the music's playing? Because there's some amazing songs in Dirty Dancing.
Yes, it's a great show. And Venue Cymru is a lovely place to work. It's right by the sea. It's right on the seafront there. So I would encourage people to come along. A lot of people go there on holiday. So if they happen to be there at one of the accessible hotels and they fancy coming along and feeling like they're in America, involved in the music, having a little dance in their seat, then I would recommend they come along.
Now, just worth saying as well, and you know, it's not just the audio description. Many performances have the touch tours as well, where patrons can kind of get on stage and you know, feel the props, meet the cast, and get a real feel for it, because it almost, for me anyway, when there's a touch to it, it paints a picture in my mind which really complements then the audio description.
Very much so, because it gives you the feel of how big the stage is, whether the stage is raked, whether it slopes down or not. You get to feel the furniture, the props, the scenery. They're always very kind to us when we do Dirty Dancing, and they bring us the watermelon. So the members of the Touch Tour can say, I carried a watermelon, and they actually get to hold them. And usually they let us have a photo taken of them holding the watermelon. So that's something that the rest of the audience just don't get to do. So that we feel very privileged being able to do the Touch Tours.
Do you get to do the lift?
Oh, I haven't done it yet. Might be a bit awkward with my broken arm, I think.
Okay, let's stay with the scenic theatres as well. We're off to Keswick for Theatre by the Lake for Handbagged.
Yeah, Handbagged is a fun show. It's a play in which the two main characters are Margaret Thatcher and our Queen. And the play is a series of meetings between them where the playwright has imagined what the conversation would be. And you have two very strong personalities, two very powerful women, discussing discussing the issues of the day. Perhaps a little bit of one-up womanship is going on there. And then the two male actors, again, in quite a tour de force, become all the different historical characters. So for me, I found it very, very interesting because I can remember those years, obviously, when Thatcher was in power, and it brings back to you what was going on. So it's interesting from that point of view, but it's also written, so it's very funny. And yeah, I think it's really entertaining, and it's a good one to listen to, of course, because what they're saying is very important, and then the description will just give a little bit of a clue as to body language, facial expressions, and also how the men become the different characters that they play during the course of the story.
Sounds a great one. We've got time for a couple more. Okay. I want to squeeze in this next one, definitely, because I loved the film. It was hilarious. It's got Rita, Sue and Bob too.
Yes, this is the first time I've come across a stage production of this. So this is starting at the Octagon Theatre in Bolton. I think it's probably then going on to one or two other places. But I think it will be great to see how they've translated the film onto a stage setting. And again, it's just one of those classic movies. And the story of the two young women and their relationship that develops with the guy initially, I think they go to babysit for him, and the sort of rivalries within it, I think it will translate very well to the stage. So I'm really looking forward to describing that one. I think that goes into rehearsal in the next week or so.
Okay.
So I shall be in to see that before very long.
Infidelity is always timeless. But it's such a great film. You know, if you don't have a chance to see the film, then do have that. But I'd love to see this one on stage. Sounds great. Time for one more, Anne. And again, this is one that I wanted to make sure we got in today. Oh, What a Lovely War.
Yes, this is, again, a great film, but it works very, very well on stage. This one's being done at Oldham Coliseum, and great songs within it, great performances, very powerful in its way, getting a lot of messages across about war. It's one of those that takes you on a real journey. You feel really involved with it, and it has a lot to say as well. So, yeah, a good one to come along to. And also, again, there'll be a really interesting touch tour with that one, with all the props and the costumes, and the staff are really great there, and also members of the company at Oldham nearly always come out and say hello and greet the members of the audience as well. So you get to meet them beforehand and hear their voices, which then helps when you're watching and listening to the show, because you can place them more easily.
Fantastic. So great mix of shows there, Anne, as we try to do each month. We get in touch with Anne to look ahead to some of these amazing performances that Mind's Eye Arts are involved in audio describing. We can't obviously squeeze them all in. So Anne, if people would like to find out more about some audio described shows and touring performances for Mind's Eye, how do they do that?
Our website is mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you want to send us an email with any queries at all, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, that's @MindsEyeArt, and we're also on Facebook, so there's lots of ways to keep in touch.
Fantastic. And pleasure, as always, speaking with you. We'll catch up with you next month for a look at some more audio described theatre. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.